Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the Noon Hour on this October 21st. I'm Natalie Zane. Vice President Joe Biden announced today he will not be running for president after months of speculation on his intentions. Biden said his decision had to do with late timing in the race because his family is still coping with the death of his son, Beau, in May.
As my family and I have worked through the grieving process, I've said all along what I've said time and again to others, that it may very well be that process, by the time we get through it, closes the window on mounting a realistic campaign for president.
Biden previously ran for president in 1988 and 2008. California prisons have become the first in the nation to set standards outlining when transgender inmates may receive state-funded gender reassignment surgery. Oliver Jun brings us more.
The policy, which went into effect yesterday, requires inmates to meet a number of criteria to qualify for the procedure. Those who wish to undergo the surgery must first receive recommendations from a panel of two psychologists, two psychiatrists, and two medical doctors before finally being approved by a higher-level committee. The policy also requires the inmate have at least 2 years left in prison. It prohibits state-funded cosmetic procedures such as facelifts or implants to limit costs to taxpayers. California prison medical care spokeswoman Joyce Hayhoe has estimated that each surgery will cost around $100,000, although organizations such as the Transgender Law Center in Oakland have disputed this figure. Oliver Jung, Annenberg Radio News.
USC students won't be seeing a fall break anytime soon. Last night, the USC undergrad student government was denied a fall break by the university's faculty senate for a second time. The proposed break would have been 2 days. According to a poll done by USG, 96% of undergrads are in favor of a break. USC student president Rini Simpath says it's really a matter of addressing a mental health issue. The break would have separated the time between midterms and internships. Many schools on the East Coast, as well as schools near USC, like Occidental College, do have fall break. Officials are expected today to release the name of the man found dead in a car buried by mudslides in Palmdale. The mudslide occurred on Thursday, but the vehicle was not uncovered until yesterday around 1 p.m. It was not known that a passenger was inside the vehicle. James Purty, Palmdale city manager, said in a statement, quote, "If we had known someone was missing, this would have been a top priority," end quote. Ann Ambrose, a spokesperson for the city of Palmdale, says the city is not done cleaning up after the storm.
Yeah, the city of Palmdale is continuing its recovery efforts to clear mud and return our city to normal after the flood and mudding incident on last Thursday.
County supervisors declared a local state of emergency yesterday for the flooded areas. Tune in at 4 p.m. for more on the predicted El Nino winter. The Force is with Star Wars fans everywhere this week. Star Wars The Force Awakens shattered pre-sale records yesterday, selling more than $6.5 million worth of tickets. The full-length trailer for the movie debuted during the Monday night football game between the New York Giants and Philadelphia Eagles earlier this week. This afternoon also marks an important day in cinematic history. Duncan Day tells us why.
In the second film of the Back to the Future trilogy, Marty McFly travels 30 years into the future with inventor Emmett Doc Brown. The date and time traveled by the legendary DeLorean? October 21st, 2015 at 4:30 p.m.
The future.
Some of the film's high-tech predictions, like fingerprinted door locks and flat-screen TVs, were accurate, but the movie wasn't able to foresee a reliance on the internet. When the grown-up McFly is fired from his job, he's notified via fax.
Read my fax!
No! Please, no, I cannot be fired! I'm fired!
In the movie's honor, Pepsi released 5,000 limited edition bottles, imitating the drink McFly buys in the film. Ford even made a commercial with its 2015 models featuring flux capacitors, the crucial element of time travel in the movie. Turns out, the future is now. Duncan Day, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for now. I'm Natalie Zane.